Whether you're remodeling your home or building a new one, think of Frontier Floors and Window Coverings in Paso Robles. Since 1977, Frontier Floors and Window Coverings has been the North County's choice for the finest in selection, quality, and service. From an area rug to a complete newly designed residential or commercial project, Frontier Floors and Window Coverings is equipped to assist you from floor to ceiling. Browse their 3,000 square foot showroom. You'll find hardwood flooring, waterproof vinyl flooring, beautiful fabrics for window coverings, and of course, luxurious stain-resistant carpet. Frontier Floors and Window Coverings, providing the highest quality at competitive prices with unmatched customer service. Always free estimates. Call 805-238-7878, online at frontierfloors.net, or visit the showroom at 830 21st Street in Paso Robles. Frontier Floors and Window Coverings.
Love barbecue? At Chef Gregory's Barbecue Smokehouse, we're serving award-winning barbecue. Pulled barbecue pork sandwiches, baby back ribs, pork belly, chicken, and more. Right here at Atascadero at 6550 El Camino Real below the clock tower. With over 25 years of world championship barbecue competitions, now you can enjoy that flavor close to home. We also offer catering, cooking classes, and over 30 flavors of peanut brittles. Visit ChefGregory.com to explore all we have to offer. Chef Gregory's Barbecue Smokehouse in Atascadero, where Memphis tradition meets gourmet perfection.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, January 3rd, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
Upgrades to US 101 Wellsona Road intersection beginning this month. First Templeton CSD meeting in 2025 scheduled for January 7th. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today, highs in the low 60s. It's 39 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Clear Choice Property Management, locally owned and operated. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Idler's Home. More of what you want for your home since 1954. Idler's Home. Later this month, Caltrans will launch the first phase of construction for improvements at Highway 101 and Wellsona Road. This intersection is notorious for the number of traffic incidents and fatalities that occur each year. The proposed project will involve the construction of a new county road that deviates from Wellsona on either side of the highway and goes to an underpass beneath Highway 101. For the first phase, Caltrans will build a median crossover on the 101 with two lanes in each direction remaining open. The full project's construction is expected to be completed in early 2026. The first Templeton CSD meeting for 2025 will be held on Tuesday, January 7th. This meeting, the board will appoint members of the public who applied to serve on internal standing committees, as well as appoint board members to internal and external standing committees and organizations. The board will also conduct the second part of its 2020 to 2023 strategic plan update. Templeton CSD meetings start at 7 p.m. in the board meeting room, 206 5th Street. You can attend in person or watch online. Scammers targeting Slo County residents with false USPS and toll lane texts. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 610.
Need a home upgrade on a budget? We've got you covered at every price point. Don't miss our outlet and clearance section at all three locations. Stocked with appliances marked way down, up to 50% off select products, and special financing options like 0% down for 18 months on many items. Upgrading doesn't have to break the bank, and we have the deals to prove it. Idler's Home. It's how we save value. Shop idlershome.com or at any of our locations today.
KPRL News continues at 610. Several residents in San Luis Obispo County have reported getting suspicious texts from a number that claims they owe a fast-track toll. Another similar text has also popped up on phones recently, claiming that a USPS package could not be delivered. Both texts ask recipients to click a link and resolve the issue, with the intent of stealing personal or credit card information. Residents are advised to be cautious if they receive a text that is suspicious. Look for telltale signs of scams, such as grammar mistakes. If you're unsure as to whether a text is legitimate or not, you can always contact the official sources directly to ask for information, but do not click the link in the text or call its number. Band applications for the Paso Robles, Templeton, and Atascadero Summer Concert Series remain open. Each series brings in thousands of attendees to the Paso Robles Downtown City Park, Templeton Park, or Atascadero Lake Park. Bands can find instructions for submitting applications and press kits on any of the government websites. Applications are due January 31st for Paso Robles and Atascadero, and January 27th for Templeton. On December 20th, at around 6:30 p.m., the San Luis Obispo Police Department received a report of a rock being thrown from the train overpass on Tank Farm Road in San Luis Obispo, which damaged the windshield of a vehicle. The driver inside was unharmed. Now, earlier this week, the police department took to social media in a post, asking for the public for any information on the identity of the perpetrators. The post says they were likely juveniles, heard laughing about the damage from the overpass before walking southbound on Morning Glory. Anyone with information is encouraged to contact the Detective Kosnick at 805-594-8005. San Luis Obispo County Libraries will be offering a cozy winter reading challenge until February 14th. Available at all 14 of the county's libraries and for readers of all ages, the challenge will give participants a bingo card for reading. The card will encourage readers to explore different ideas, genres, and library offerings to complete a row or a blackout. Completing a row gives the reader a prize, while a blackout will qualify readers for grand prize drawings. A reminder that the Paso Robles Library is not one of the listed 14 county libraries, but included are the libraries in Atascadero, Shandon, Creston, Cayucas, Cambria, San Miguel, and Morro Bay. In sports for the NFL, KPRL's tripleheader on Sunday the 5th will have the Commanders versus the Cowboys in the morning, then the Raiders against the Chargers, and finally the Vikings versus the Lions. In the NBA, yesterday, the Warriors defeated the 76ers 139-105, the Lakers beat the Trailblazers 114-106, Oklahoma City over the Clippers 116-98. Tonight, the Lakers will face the Hawks, and the Kings will go against the Grizzlies. Local news was brought to you by Idler's Home. Go to idlershome.com for details. KPRL News Time is 6:13. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news. Two people are dead after a small plane crashed into a warehouse near an airport in Fullerton. A single-engine plane had just taken off when it crashed onto the roof of the warehouse. At least 18 people injured.
10 people that were transported to local area hospitals for moderate to minor injuries. And then another 8 that were treated on scene and released.
Fullerton Fire Department Sergeant Ryan O'Neill, Department of Water Resources, took its first snowpack measurement of the new year Thursday.
Our survey here today recorded a snow depth of 24 inches. So if we melted that down, it'd be 9 inches of water we're standing on.
Andy Rising with DWR at Phillips Station south of Lake Tahoe saying the measurement is 91% of average for this date and 27% for April, which is when the snowpack typically peaks. 2025 award season about to begin with the best in film and television. Television being honored this weekend at the Golden Globe Awards in Beverly Hills. The Bear has the most nominations in the TV category. The musical Emilia Perez, the most film nominations. Jeff Scott, California News.
The texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes. Zelthy can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s, but for 80 to 90% less and ship directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Just send them a text.
Text HOPE to 200-300 to get started today with Zelthy. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Text HOPE to 200-300 right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text HOPE to 200-300. That's HOPE to 200-300. HOPE to 200-300.
Hi, Jean. This is Anne. Remember, my parents were so stressed out when they couldn't pay their bills? We are so relieved we found Attorney Rossi on Spring Street in Paso. He knows his stuff. He explained all of my parents' financial alternatives for free.
Rossi didn't charge you?
No charge. Rossi offers a free meeting to help guide people who have money problems. He says good people get into tough situations and need help. He said there are solutions to getting people out of debt, ways to save people's homes from foreclosure, and sometimes cancel tax debt and stop lawsuits and stop harassing creditor calls. Rossi says about a quarter of his clients don't need legal help to deal with their overwhelming bills.
Is he a debt consolidation attorney?
No, he said debt consolidation is usually a poor choice, but he does help clients settle lawsuits out of court. Sometimes it means filing bankruptcy, and sometimes there's other ways.
Rossi Law is right here in Paso on Spring Street across from Wells Fargo, and he offers a free initial consultation.
KPRL News continues at 6:16. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer, Protective Law Corporation. A tax alert is comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms. Rodents, particularly rats, have wreaked havoc in California orchards and vineyards last year, with some farmers reporting yield losses, damage to trees and destruction of irrigation lines, electrical wiring, and other infrastructure. Farmers face soaring costs not only to replace what has been destroyed or damaged, but to control populations of the pests. Rodent damage, if ignored, can lead to substantial losses, said Roger Baldwin, a wildlife specialist at the University of California, Davis. He said, "I think this past year is just a good example of how being a little bit more proactive may be beneficial in the long run." Food and Farm News was brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer, Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report on KPRL sponsored by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic is brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the low 60s, southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. A few passing clouds tonight, lows in the upper 30s, northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the low 60s, north-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is mostly sunny on Sunday, partly cloudy Monday, then mostly sunny Tuesday and Wednesday, clear and sunny Thursday and Friday next week. Mid-60s on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, upper 60s Wednesday and Thursday, 70 a week from today. Currently, it is 39 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:18.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. Everybody has a plan until they get punched in the mouth. Education forces experimental injections on your kids, robs them of values, and maybe a few body parts. And when you speak out, you get banned from social media or investigated by the FBI. Time to punch back with homeschooling and private training under a First Family Trust. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105 or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
Carpet's giving you that dirty look? Call North County Carpet Cleaning. Since 1991, family-run business that prides itself on quality work at reasonable prices. Besides carpets, they also specialize in tile and grout cleaning as well as rug shampooing. Does your office need a weekly or bi-weekly cleaning? Commercial and office cleaning as well. For all your cleaning needs, call North County Carpet Cleaning. 805-239-9355. 805-239-9355.
Love barbecue? At Chef Gregory's Barbecue Smokehouse, we're serving award-winning barbecue. Pulled barbecue pork sandwiches, baby back ribs, pork belly, chicken, and more. Right here in Atascadero at 6550 El Camino Real below the clock tower. With over 25 years of world championship barbecue competitions, now you can enjoy that flavor close to home. We also offer catering, cooking classes, and over 30 flavors of peanut brittles. Visit ChefGregory.com to explore all we have to offer. Chef Gregory's Barbecue Smokehouse in Atascadero, where Memphis tradition meets gourmet perfection.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
President Biden says he's blocking the merger of U.S. Steel and Nippon Steel, saying the acquisition would place one of America's largest steel producers under foreign control and create risk for U.S. national security and critical supply chains. President-elect Trump and the United Steelworkers Union also oppose the deal. U.S. steel executives have said they may be forced to close plants and shift production to lower-cost facilities without the merger. Stellantis, parent company of Jeep, is reporting a steep plunge in car manufacturing in Italy last year. Vehicle production skidded 37%. Stellantis is dealing with weak demand in Europe, especially for fully electric vehicles. It's facing competition from China-based EV makers. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
Need life insurance but have diabetes, high blood pressure, or on anxiety meds? If you're a 50-year-old male, even porky or with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of life insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. For affordable term life insurance, call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013, 800-444-2013, or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. 800-444-2013.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
If you're looking for a safe, comfortable living situation for your elderly family member, Paso Robles Senior Living and Country Care Assisted Living are here for you. Here's what Chris has to say.
Caring for someone who has advanced Alzheimer's requires skill, patience, and kindness. Eric and Mary Lou Bunty have provided my father with a safe and loving home at Country Care Assisted Living. The personalized care, activities, and home-cooked meals provided by the Buntys and their staff have helped our family navigate my father's very difficult journey with this disease. My father has now entered hospice, and the Country Care team continues working with our family and his medical professionals to provide the best possible quality of life for him. We are grateful to have found Mary Lou and Eric and consider them like family.
If it's time to move, Mom or Dad, call Paso Robles Senior Living or Country Care Assisted Living at 805-821-1049.
When I'm 64.
The world has changed a bit recently, but you're still going to turn 65. That means you'll need to know how and when to enroll in Medicare Part B. Will you be enrolled automatically, or will you need to begin your enrollment down at the Social Security office? Is a Medicare supplement better for you, or maybe one of those low to no premium Medicare Advantage plans? We realize that you're being inundated with mail and confusing advertisements, so give us a call for free over-the-phone counsel and service today. All these questions are easy for us. Hi, I'm Mike at Hedges Insurance. We're an independent insurance agency that's helped thousands of seniors successfully wade through the Medicare maze for over 30 years. One of our four highly trained agents are ready to help you with all of your Medicare needs. A face-to-face meeting is not required for us to assist you, so we can put away the hand sanitizer. We can help you transition onto Medicare from the comfort of your home. Let's make this easy for you. Just dial 805-466-9048 today. That's 805-466-9048 to get the hedge of protection.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort over there in Lemoore. And they have outstanding gas prices. 238-5775-238-KPRL. To join us on the Friday edition.
KPRL is on my side. Yes, it is. KPRL is on my side. Yes, it is. Now you always say that you want to be free, but you
Open Mic Friday, you and Al this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, here on The Right Choice, KPRL. And we got kind of a rocket coming in on the email, a story that Chris just did. Well, Sona Project. So we're going to spend over $12 million, which include a bicycle detour. Maybe more signage. When was the last major accident? Another waste of money. Well, this has been in the talk, in the works, in the talks for the last X amount of years. I don't know when the last major fatality was out there.
Definitely within the past year. I remember reporting on at least one.
Okay. And, yeah, I'm just going to guess here. You probably don't remember the cause, do you?
Nope. I could probably search my drive real quick, though, and see what's in there. So give me a second.
Yeah, I mean, there was a horrific one a few years ago, but again... and I'm not, I go home that way at least three times a week. Now, maybe because it's the time that I go through that it's not that bad. It's not that bad. But even in the times that I go home in the afternoon, it's usually about, well, like for example, today, about 2 o'clock.
And all right, I found two, by the way. So one was in November 25th, 2024. That's an accident with minor injuries. And another one, August 29th, 2024, a fatal collision where it says the driver did not yield the right-of-way when he was attempting to make a left turn, I believe it's what it says here.
All right.
Skimming through it.
So you have, and I'm going to assume any other one, bad decisions by people are the cause. That's just my guess. I mean, it didn't yield, didn't see it, and stuff like that. So I just noticed that it's not that bad when I go through, but people make stupid decisions. And I'm surprised there aren't more up there because maybe they're not familiar with the area or the last second they realize there's the gas station there and they try to make a left at the last second and the motorists and so forth. But that has been in the works for some time. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, man, and Happy New Year.
Thank you.
That intersection and the intersection at the Shalem Y are the two bloodiest intersections in our region because people are driving 55 to 80 going down Highway 101 on both sides, and you have people coming out that want to get onto Highway 101, and the only way to do that is to fit in between fast-moving traffic. So... that intersection has had at least one major accident almost every year. There's been a bunch of them there. In fact, I would have to say it probably challenges the Shalem Y.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things I called in about this morning was to thank you for playing that special on Patsy Cline. That was, I had forgotten what we lost because you don't hear her music anymore to speak of. And that was quite something.
Thank you. I'm going to guess that a lot of people are surprised about her moxie.
And her voice.
Well, her voice. I mean, it's a gorgeous voice, and you can hear the emotion in it. But because of the songs that she, well, somehow that didn't do call back at 238-5775, 238-KPRL. But she had, you know, she came across because of her songs, and we think of that with artists, that she's just nice, meek little Southern female girl. She was not. That's why I love it. She was ahead of her time. She spoke her mind, and like I said, she had a lot of moxie. But thanks. Glad you enjoyed it, and somehow you got cut off. Don't know how. Anyway, so look, the area obviously growing. There's traffic, and you want to mitigate. You do your best to mitigate people's stupidity on the road because, quite frankly, maybe stupid isn't the right word. We just have more aggressive drivers, and they're more distracted and so forth. So if you're going to save some lives, and we can argue all about, well, if they're stupid, they're stupid. I don't necessarily disagree with that, but those are the facts, and that's the world we live in now. Chris, you haven't been driving that long, but in your time, do you notice that people seem to be maybe more aggressive?
And compared to when I first started driving, you mean?
Yeah.
Honestly, that's a pretty hard thing to say. Okay. I wish I could give an answer to that, but I don't have one.
Okay, no, that's fine. Maybe because those of us that have been driving for a while, we just see it because of the just the general rules in society. And for those of us that grew up before all the distractions that they have inside vehicles, it just seems that people were a little bit more considerate and so forth and knew what they were doing and where they were going when they were driving. I'm just guessing. It's called a little bit of experience. So anyway, the project's going in, whether the person on the email likes it or not. So that's it. Which, by the way, speaking of money, more money the state of California will be taking from you. Now, you may not be aware of this because this goes back several years to 2022, which it was called, it is called SB 951. It stipulated that workers will have slightly more money withheld from their paychecks in, 2025. The state's disability insurance program, which is a mess, an absolute mess, they're going to be, the average California worker will see $8 less per month in their net pay. Now, $8. Now, remember, we were told by the city manager years ago here in Paso Robles, Jim App, that it's only a pizza. So you're going to have $8 per month less in your net pay. But there's more. Do you know that gas prices this year could go up 90 cents per gallon? Estimated that the average Californian will pay more than $900 over the course of the year for gasoline. So you have your one pizza per month taken away, the $8, at least, they say, remember that. Again, slightly more. And then you have the 90 cents per gallon. Additional. Now, that's in addition to the money that you folks decided to pay for more bonds in the state of California. So, and in some cases, depending on where you live in the county, you increase the ability of the government to take more money out of your wallet. So you're probably talking close to an extra $2,000 a year that you won't have. So congratulations and job well done. Job well done. By the way, speaking of not just the Wellsona project, which, you know, again, it's coming, and that the city of Paso Robles, and this is not new, but it's just updated to kind of remind people that a new pickleball complex and park upgrades will be coming as well. additional courts and amenities to accommodate growing recreational needs. And there'll also be some improvements regarding pedestrians along Riverside Avenue. And that has to do with more access, accessible footage at the Mid-State Fairgrounds. It's a creator creating it's a safer environment, so to speak. And as well out there at Sherwood, the neighborhood, waterline upgrades and road improvements are scheduled. And that's to enhance utility service and road conditions. So lots of projects going on. Be aware of them when you're driving. And I know Dietus does a good job of reminding us what's going on. And so that's starting off to 2025 there here in about. Now, there is a this has been going on in California for a couple of years. There has been a push to legalize psychedelics. This came after the marijuana. I forget what year that was, but supporters are they're pursuing this, and this primarily comes out of the Bay Area. So anyway, I did a little shall we say sticking my nose into some areas on that. So what is the impacts of drug legalization? Well, they raise evidence shows that our drug problem is a major public health and safety issue, and drug addiction is a disease that can be prevented and treated. However, legalizing drugs generally increases the availability and it normalizes the use of drugs, leading to increased negative health consequences, particularly among young people. So we have, again, adults pushing this to legalize more drugs. We have another. We have enough issues in this country, or particularly in the state of California, regarding drug use. We're spending billions of dollars a year for the homeless, who many say have drug issues. So we want to add to the problem. And I never liked the argument, well, what about the alcohol? Look, why do you want to add on to more potential problems? And not potential problems, there are problems. There will be more problems. More problems. And you know what that means? That means another couple of pizzas taken out of your paycheck every month or every pay period.
I have a question about the whole pizza quote. Do you remember what year he said that? An approximation?
Maybe 20 years ago.
Okay, because I was going to say $8 isn't going to net you much of a pizza these days.
Well, the reference does. It wasn't the, you know, it wasn't a lot. Well, what do they cost it there? What's that crappy place that that cheap pizza? Little Caesars?
Yeah, I guess.
What do those things cost? $2?
I'm not certain. I don't really think $2 for a whole pizza, but, you know, place I usually go to, which I won't give away, is like $7.99 for a large one topping, carry out only. And that's like the cheapest I can get one of a reasonable size.
All right. Well, he was a city manager, so obviously his salary even then was pretty good. So he can afford a more expensive pizza. So let's just say it was back then. But the reference was it wasn't a big deal. So, you know, it's only, you know, sacrifice one pizza a month, not a big deal.
Mm.
See, that's the mentality of government. It's only the public's money. Now I'm kind of hungry for a pizza. Okay.
The funny part is about that deal that I spoke about that I always get. It used to be $6.99 for a large three-topping pizza back when I was in college.
Okay.
And now it's a large one-topping pizza, $7.99.
All right. Well, you know, even with that, I've noticed that a large isn't a large, you know, I guess it depends where you go. A large looks like a medium.
Hmm.
And then what they call an extra large used to be a large. Okay.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah, that's they disguise that. Disguise that. So anyway, I know what I'm having for dinner this weekend.
Sorry to deviate the conversation, but I had to get that one out.
No, that's okay. That's what freedom of speech is. You go any direction and so forth. But I don't know. It's just, I'll get more than one top. By the way, what topping would that one be as opposed to the three?
I went with mushrooms last time.
Wait a minute.
What?
What were the other two that you normally would have?
Something like, I want to say, ham and pineapple.
What? Pineapple?
Yeah, I like pineapples on pizza.
Okay, well, then you really shouldn't be eating pizzas.
Okay. I knew something was going to happen.
Okay. If your choice of the three, that because it's more expensive, is the mushroom, man, you got to get a sausage or a pepperoni. You don't. We're going to talk when we get off the air at 9 o'clock, okay?
Okay.
To each, although I do like mushrooms on pizza. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Kevin. Good morning, Chris. A couple things. One, that comment about Jim Mapp and his pizza, if I remember right, I don't remember the exact subject, but it was about $20 increase, if I remember right, and that's what the reference was. But the point I wanted to make was about the Wellstone intersection. You know, that intersection, a lot of the crashes in years gone by were when it's foggy. And that intersection, even if you're being conscientious in the fog, can be quite dangerous. It's, you got traffic coming at you and trying to pull out of that road onto the highway in the fog, especially at night. That is dangerous, even if you're being careful. So to me, there is a clear justification, and there's enough traffic in and out of there to do a limited access on-ramp, off-ramp type interchange. Yeah.
Well, you're right, because I come in that way every morning. You know, a couple of times in the last week, it's been extremely foggy where I could only do like 55 miles an hour. And you do see people, you know, for those of us that live around here, we're aware of the situation, but I'm amazed even at the, 3 o'clock in the morning, people taking risk, either trying to get into the gas station or trying to get out to make a left or even pulling out, with the flow of traffic. They just don't make, they don't make smart decisions.
No, they don't. And like you, I drive through that way quite often. And when I do, and I see other vehicles, I try and make sure I'm in a group of vehicles, if at all possible, so folks are less likely to pull out in front of me, or cut across, or do something like that. I am very wary of that interchange, to say the least.
Well, I try to read the vehicle. I can't explain that, but also I noticed, but particularly going north, because right after that, if the cars, whatever it is, the vehicle coming on, going, making a left to get northbound, remember, you have that incline coming up. And, if there's some trucks and so forth there, that starts to back traffic up. Again, if people aren't familiar with the area, so they're all trying to get around the truck, they're in the left-hand lane, and then the person that's making the left to go northbound, they're in that, on ramp, so to speak, that on lane, and people don't move over, and then people get aggressive, and that's where problems happen.
Yes, and to your point about how people drive these days compared to years gone by, most definitely it has changed. People drive much faster, much more aggressively. It's night and day compared to, say, 25 years ago, or even 35 years ago. I notice that there's a lot of stupid stuff I see out there. And like you said, I'm surprised there's not more wrecks the way people drive these days.
Right. Well,
it's atrocious.
Yeah, some of it probably has to do with, some vehicles, they kind of alert you if you're being stupid. If you go over a lane or something like that, a light may flash inside your vehicle. But remember, we have more, we have the device distraction within the vehicle now.
True.
I mean, you sound like you drive a lot more than I do, and you can just look at people's arms or their heads when they're driving, knowing that they're screwing around doing something else.
Oh, absolutely. One of the things that gets me, and recently I've had to do a lot of driving north, King City Way, and I'm cruising up there. The speed limit now is 65, used to be 70, and I'm doing probably 70-ish, what I normally do, and I'm the slowest guy in the road, save for the trucks. And people passing me doing 75, 80, and I will look over and see them looking down at their phone doing 75 miles an hour. It's like, you've got to be kidding me. What are you doing? That's crazy.
No, I see that all the time going, especially going up five with down in there, Yeah, I mean, you're right. They're looking down. It's not even like they're, you know, have the device up near them where they're looking out the window. No, they're looking directly down in their lap.
Yep. Yeah, because if you have it up, the cops can see it and they'll get a ticket, I guess. I don't know, but the cops going to see you looking down at your lap, too. I mean, that's just crazy. Well, you know, something I've said before and regarding the interchange and highway safety and building highways and so forth, my father was a highway engineer, and he coined the phrase, you can make the highways foolproof, but you can't make the fools highway proof.
Boy, that's spot on. Good. A wise man. Well, experience tells you that. All right, we got to go.
All right. See ya.
All right, bye. We're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. Later this month, Caltrans will launch the first phase of construction for improvements at Highway 101 and Wilsona Road. The final project will construct a new county road that deviates from Wilsona on either side of the highway and go to an underpass beneath the 101. The full project's construction is expected to be completed in early 2026. Several residents in San Luis Obispo County have reported getting suspicious texts from a number that claims they owe a fast track toll and another that claims a USPS package could not be delivered. Both texts ask the recipients to click a link and resolve the issue with the intent of stealing personal or credit card information. If you are unsure as to whether a text is legitimate or not, you can contact the official sources directly for information. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today, highs in the mid-60s, it's 39 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News. I'm Deborah Valentine. President Biden renewing his commitment to targeting terrorist groups after the New Year's Day terror attack in New Orleans.
We continue to relentlessly pursue ISIS and other terrorist organizations where they are, and they'll find no safe harbor here.
The FBI believes the suspect, Shamud Din Jabbar, acted alone. The attack killed at least 14 people. Authorities say the highly decorated soldier inside a Tesla Cybertruck that exploded outside the Trump International Hotel in Las Vegas shot himself in the head just before detonation. An experimental plane crashed into a building Thursday in Southern California. Transportation Safety Board investigator Elliot Simpson.
We're going to locate the maintenance records, confirm that the airplane was current for its maintenance, and we'll really take it from there.
The plane is a Vans RV-10 experimental aircraft. Two people have died and 19 injured. Of those, 11 were hospitalized. America's listening to Fox News.
When a bank is owned by the community and invests in the community, it answers to a different call. It's personal. It's driven by your needs, not ours. Welcome to American Riviera Bank. Our customers know us for personal service, every day, every way.
You can bank on us.
Bank on us.
Bank on us!
American Riviera Bank. Bank on better.
American Riviera Bank, with branches in San Luis Obispo, San Maria, Paso Robles, and now Atascadero.
I'm Dr. Brad Dick, chiropractor. Chronic low back pain has no single cause. The way you sit, stand, or move can make matters worse. Learn to identify and break bad habits which may lead to chronic pain. I am a specialist in relieving pain and improving your body's physical function. Spinal adjustments help a joint recover its range of motion and relieve pain. Call Brad Dick Chiropractic at 238-6004, located at 1020 17th Street, across from Blake's True Value Hardware.
Wesley here from Stove and Spa Center. I just wanted to thank you for letting us make your life more comfortable for 35 years. You can see and explore all of our hearth products, wood, gas, pellet, and electric, to keep you warm and cozy during cold and wet winters. Or maybe you're looking to enjoy the benefits of what hot tub's soothing water can do for your body and to melt away the stress that living today brings on. Or perhaps you want to get in better shape this year by exercising in one of our swim spas. There are many models and sizes. We even have models with treadmills built into them. We have a large showroom with lots of the products we sell. Plus, lead times to get products have been greatly reduced. And of course, you can still get all the supplies and even get your water tested for your pool and spa. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Come check us out at Stove and Spa Center, 7485 El Camino Real at Tascadero, between Curberel and Moore Roads. All products we offer are on our website at stoveandspa.com.
11 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL 99.3 FM. And it's time for sports, brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Well, that's not where we're supposed to be. We're supposed to be right here. The SP1 is what it should be. There you go.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles. Here's Martin Weiss.
College football results. Notre Dame beat Georgia 23-10 in the Sugar Bowl. Now Notre Dame will advance to the semifinals of the college football playoff, play Penn State in the Orange Bowl. Ole Miss beat Duke 52-20. Jackson Dart with 404 yards through the air and four touchdowns. NBA scores. The Pacers beat the Heat 128-115. The Celtics over the Timberwolves 118-115. Jason Tatum with 33 points, 8 rebounds, 9 assists. The Nets beat the Bucks 113-110. Giannis Antetokounmpo with 27 points, 13 rebounds, 7 assists, and a loss. The Western Conference leading Thunder continue their reign 116-98 over the Clippers. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander with 29 points and 8 rebounds. And the Lakers beat the Trailblazers 114-106. LeBron James with 38 points and 8 assists at home.
All right, triple header Sunday morning here on KPRL, final regular season. It will be the Redskins and the Cowboys, then the Raiders and the Chargers. Then the big game this weekend, the Vikings and the Lions, starting at 4:30, by the way. We will have all the playoffs, including the Super Bowl, here on AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM. Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th in Riverside.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance, 105 South Main Street in Templeton. Sun and clouds mixed in on your Friday. Highs in the mid-60s. Some clouds tonight. Overnight lows in the mid-30s. Partly cloudy on your Saturday. And highs should be in the mid-60s as we go to Sunday. Not too bad. Mostly sunny. Mid-60s. Mid-60s Monday, Tuesday. Upper 60s Wednesday, Thursday. And maybe 70 and sunny a week from today. Today's UV index will be 3. Up and down, 7:13 a.m., 5:03 p.m. And we are at 39 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Kevin Hunt, 105 South Main Street in Templeton.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, hoot.
World Famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's. They have that nice location expanded in the Oaks Plaza near the Guesthouse Grill. As we check in to see what varmints may be out there with, get them home safe and sound. Looking to my left. Nothing to report here on the world famous Pet Alert, but here we go, Chris. We'll see if you can redeem yourself from the pineapple pizza.
Okay, I've been on a bit of a losing streak lately, so let's hope I can.
Yeah, well, yes, you have. Okay, getting information directly from the most knowledgeable source.
Straight from the horse's mouth.
Bingo, you nailed it.
All right.
There you go. So you're back on track with your winning streak now at 1. All right, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station. Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. The world famous Pet Alert. Brought to you by Uncle Ed's. They got all this under one roof. How about this? Guns, ammo, archery, gunsmithing services, education, and they also have some very nice apparel for you as well. All right, there you have it. As we move along here, it's 7.5 minutes away from 7. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles in Templeton, and out there yonder at the airport, known as the One Niner Diner. You qualified for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. Fridays, I play a little bit of a tease of a song. You call in, try and give me the name of the artiste or the name of the song. I'll decide if you get close. Extremely important. Do not answer a question with a question, and do not have your answer, with the inflection, sound like a question. As I'm crossing off the horse's mouth thing here. All right, good luck, and here we go. 238-5775, 238-KPRL, if you can figure out what that one is, and many versions of it, but this is the most popular and the best, even according to Frank Sinatra. I have no idea. They sound like a cuckoo clock. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Mack the Knife.
Mack the Knife by Bobby Darin. Yes, sir, indeed. All right, do you like the song?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, that's even Frank Sinatra said it's the best version of the song. And And Bobby Darin somewhat idolized Frank Sinatra, which was interesting. But nonetheless, may I have your name, sir?
Farley Thorne.
All right, Farley, we got you, have you down. Enjoy the weekend. I mean, your weekend, the song, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, guys. Bye.
Bye. All right, this was recorded in August of 1959 by Bobby Darin, obviously Louis Armstrong and a couple of others before that. And it was released in December of 1958. And it was, wait a minute, I'm sorry, I have it backwards. It was recorded in December of 58 in New York City and released in August of 1959 and went on to become a huge hit for Mr. Robert Walden Cassotto, Bobby Darin.
Oh, the shark, babe, has such teeth there, and it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie, babe, and it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites with his teeth, babe, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, wears old Maggie Heath, babe, so there's never, never a trace of red. Now on the sidewalk, Sunday morning, lies a body just oozing life. Eek! And someone sneaking round the corner. Could that someone be Mack the Knife? There's a tugboat down by the river, don't you know, where a cement bag just drooping on down. Oh, that cement is just, it's there for the weight, dear. Five will get you 10, old Mackie's back in town. Not to hear about Louis Miller, he disappeared, babe, after drawing out all his hard-earned cash. And now Maggie spins just like a sailor. Could it be our boy's done something rash? Yes, Suki Tawdry, ooh, Miss Lottie Lenya, and Lucy Brown. Oh, the line forms on the right, babe, now that Maggie's back in town. I said, Jenny Diver, whoa, Suki Tawdry, look out to Miss Lottie Lenya and old Lucy Brown. Yes, that line forms on the right, babe, not that Maggie's back in town. Look out, old Maggie's back.
Dick Clark advised Bobby Darin not to record the song because it would ruin his rock and roll image, so to speak. Clark admitted he made a mistake. Now, the engineer was the fantastic Tom Dowd, a whole story on him. And the gentleman who was on the trumpet in the song, you may have heard of him. His name? Doc Severinsen, yep, from Johnny Carson and The Tonight Show. Bobby Darin with the classic here on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL 99.3 FM. And...
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. The first Templeton CSD meeting for 2025 will be held on Tuesday, January 7th. The board will appoint members of the public on internal standing committees and appoint board members to internal and external standing committees. Board meetings for the Templeton CSD start at 7 p.m. On December 20th at around 6:30 p.m., San Luis Obispo police received a report of a rock being thrown from the train overpass on Tank Farm Road in San Luis Obispo. Police believe juveniles were responsible, heard laughing about the damage before walking southbound on Morning Glory Way. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 39 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Now, that song earned Bobby Darin two Grammy Awards in 59, Record of the Year and Best New Artist. It was also ranked as number 15 in the list of the Songs of the Century by the Recording Industry of America, and it is in the Library of Congress in the National Recording Registry. This hour of the Morning Exchange brought to you by Clear Choice Property Management, locally owned and operated.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.